Sports. They're fun and games, literally. But there are some repercussions for players who get concussions and don't take it seriously. I'm Caroline Petrucci, and I'm joined by my much sportier co-host, Stephen Blaha, to discuss the dangers of concussions as an athlete. Stephen has played a wide variety of sports, much more than me. So, Stephen, have you ever experienced any injuries or concussions while playing?
So when I was younger, I used to play recreational soccer and attempt to make it to like rep, but I had to stop because I went through a serious concussion protocol after I got hit with a ball to the face and then dropped down and then got kneed in the side of the head while the players were running back. So my experience was like I almost had to give up playing soccer because it was so bad. I was in the hospital for a few days on concussion watch. Like, all the lights in the room like had to be completely off. If there was like one singular light, like it would affect like how I was like seeing and like my mindset. And it was really tough for me and especially for my family, just like seeing me lying there basically like hopeless, just trying to recover as best as I could.
Are there any symptoms that you've experienced since then because of the concussion?
When I stare at screens for too long, I get like really bad headaches. So like myself, like I game a lot, so that doesn't really help much. So like I always have to take a break if I'm staring at screens for very long. And sometimes if I am playing sports and I play like for soccer, there's 90 minutes in the game. And if I play the full 90 minutes, my head does like start to hurt and I get headaches. So I just have to like keep myself like hydrated while I'm on the field, just like take small little breaks and just like keep fluids in my body.
Unfortunately, Stephen, you are not alone. We spoke to Emma Ronis, a 19-year-old whose whole life course changed after she got a concussion while playing soccer.
I got the concussion while playing soccer. I got hit in the left temple and it kind of dislocated my jaw at the same time.
But that was only the beginning of a series of unfortunate events for Ronis.
My mom said I was acting weird and I was like, I don't know, really like, I got annoyed easily. Lights bothered me.
Her change in behavior led to the diagnosis of a severe concussion, and it changed the whole landscape of her senior year.
I couldn't, like, complete my classes properly. So, like, I basically, for, like, the rest of the school year, I just kind of showed up to school and not doing my schoolwork because I literally couldn't.
Ron has had a huge love of sports, which is why she kept playing off the severity of her symptoms to her doctor.
I was kind of stupid, like, I was like, oh, it's nothing. So I kept playing, which made it a lot worse. So, like, if you get a concussion, like, stop playing immediately. Because I went back too early and I re-injured myself, I'm not allowed to play sports for at least 5 years. It kind of made me reevaluate what I wanted to do in life because, like, my goal was just to go to, like, university and play on the university team. So, like, it kind of just made me change priorities, like, instead of, like, going to practice, my parents made me get a job because I had free time now.
To this day, Emma is still facing some of the repercussions of her concussion.
I still have, like, a sensitivity to lights, and, like, I used to have, like, a photographic memory, and, like, that was gone.
Numerous studies have shown the correlation between depression or suicidal thoughts and concussions. While Emma didn't necessarily feel this way because of her concussion, it did have a secondary effect on her happiness.
I couldn't, like, complete my classes properly. So, like, I basically, for, like, the rest of the school year, I just kind of showed up to school and not doing my schoolwork because I literally couldn't. And, like, it made me have to do, like, a victory lap. But, like, it was honestly, like, horrible, like, being in the same classroom as, the previous year and seeing, like, all of my friends being like first year and they're partying and they're having fun and they're living away and like I'm stuck at home and like doing the same coursework that I did before. I don't know, it was just like the worst part would be like when you'd like see people and it'd be like, oh, what are you up to? I'm like, oh, I'm still in high school kind of thing. Like that was the worst part because it's like it's embarrassing because like before, I was pretty good at school. Like, I had plans to go to university kind of thing. Like, but, like, I couldn't because my grades were so bad.
Emma has moved on with her life. She's now at Queen's University and is finally getting her much-anticipated college experience. But she still feels certain repercussions from that concussion. Stephen, what do you think the biggest lesson is to be learned from Emma's story?
Well, as we heard from her story, I think the biggest lesson that we should all take away from this is that you should never judge a concussion like so softly. I think you should always like take the right steps in recovering. So like she mentioned, she rushed back from her concussion super fast. I feel that we should always like take the right steps and lead it up to like lead up to your comeback. Like, don't rush back because you want to play. I think you should always just like follow the doctor's orders. Don't rush back. Don't feel pressured by your fellow peers to rush back. And because your health comes first, and the longevity of it can be like deadly for you.
Absolutely. And in her case, it completely backfired on her. In fact, she couldn't play for even longer. And 5 years is a long time for someone who loved sports.
Yeah, I think when you take a look at like even like professional athletes, like the NFL, of course. So since it's such a physical contact sport, I think when you take into case like Rob Gronkowski, who was a former tight end for the New England Patriots, he had to retire because of concussions. Like, he took so much punishment from playing the game. If you look at Aaron Hernandez, who was a former New England Patriot player as well, he actually like committed suicide while he was in jail on trial for a murder that was he was alleged to murder two people because of mental health issues from playing the sports. I think athletes especially feel the pressure of the fans, even, because when you're a star athlete and you have millions of followers, fans are constantly messaging you like, oh, suck it up, you're making millions of dollars, come back, play. Like, your coaches, like your owners, the owners of the teams are forcing you to play. So I feel you would just like take the right steps and like recover safely so you don't have to face any kind of harm in the future.
Absolutely. And whether you are a professional athlete or just someone who plays sports recreationally, it is so important to take head injuries seriously because you just never know how it might affect you. Reporting for Say News, I'm Carolyn Petrucci, joined by Stephen Blayhead.